Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for February 4th, 2019, looking at the second portion of Luke chapter 20. Here in Luke chapter 20, the disciples had just asked, what is the sign that these things would happen? What would be the sign that one stone would not be left on another, but that all would be thrown down? What is the sign, and when will it all happen? And he had begun, back in verse 10, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. It will turn out to be your opportunity to testify. You'll be betrayed even by parents, relatives, and friends, but not a hair of your head will perish. By patient endurance, you will gain your lives. Verse 20. When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then you know that its desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are inside the city get out. Let those who are in the country not enter the city. For these are the days of vengeance, to fulfill all that has been written. How terrible it will be for those who are pregnant and nursing infants in those days. For there will be great distress in the land and wrath against this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be taken captive to all nations. Jerusalem will be trampled down by Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and on the earth nations will be in anguish, in perplexity, at the roaring of the sea and the surging waves, people fainting from fear and expectation of the things coming on the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things begin to happen, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is near. He told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they are sprouting leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is actually near. So also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things happen. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Watch yourselves, or else your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the worries of life, and that day may come on you suddenly. For it will come like a trap on all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Stay alert all the time, praying that you may be able to escape all these things that are going to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. During the days, Jesus was teaching in the temple courts, and each night he would go out and spend the night on the Mount of Olives, and all the people came early in the morning to listen to him in the temple courts. This is the word of our God. This entire section is interesting in a slightly different way and for a slightly different reason than most of the rest of the book of Luke. Most of the rest of Luke, we see Jesus and the history of Jesus coming and the history of his ministry. And here, toward the end of his ministry, during Holy Week, he is giving a little bit of an insight into what it would be like at the end of the world and what it would be like toward the end of time. And that's the time that we are in now. And frankly, there's not a whole lot of surprise here. What are the signs that this will be happening? Nation will rise against nation. There will be horrifying sights and great signs from heaven. Before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, handing you over to synagogues and prisons, and they will put some of you to death. Okay, we know what's coming. We know what's coming exactly as he has said time and time again. If anyone would follow me, come after me, he must take up his cross daily and follow me. But here, even though Jesus kind of dodges the question on when all this would happen, he gives signs that they certainly can put it together. He predicts the fall of Jerusalem at the hands of Gentile armies. If you look especially at verses 20 and 24, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then you notice that its desolation is near. Jerusalem will be trampled on by Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And his prophetic care for his disciples, because that's who he's speaking to here, he's speaking out of care and concern for his disciples. He wants to open their eyes so that they see in this event the fulfillment of all that has been written. Verse 22, for these are days of vengeance, to fulfill all that has been written. And at the same time, the destruction of Jerusalem is also a result of the people of Jerusalem having rejected Jesus. And so the events of the next few days, as Jesus is handed over to be crucified, is a precursor to the eventual destruction of Jerusalem at the hands of the Gentiles. Just think of the Pharisees and chief priests crying out on Good Friday morning, "Let his blood be on us and on our children." What a terrifying thought. But in these events taking place, the words of the prophets are made more sure because they've been proven to be true again. The men who constitute the new Israel need not share in the fate of old Israel, that is, you and I. You and I do not need to share in the destruction of Jerusalem, and we can rejoice in the salvation we have with our Savior. We have fled that doomed city and land, and we've been brought into fellowship with God. And so, even the words of Jesus from the last chapter, remember the parable of the wicked tenants who wanted to beat up every servant who came, who killed the son of the master and threw him out of the vineyard. And what will that master do? He will come and put those wretches to a wretched end. And so the distress and the agony of a collapsing world, the fear and foreboding of the coming of the Son of Man, only leads to the delight and the expectation as the disciples lift up their heads. Verse 28, "But when these things begin to happen, stand up and lift your heads, because your redemption is near. Stay alert at all the times, praying that you may be able to escape those things that are going to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man." Verse 36. And so what shall we take from this? A direct prophecy for you and for me, speaking directly about our relationship with God and with one another, and talking about how we ought to act, how we ought to conduct ourselves in these last days. What shall we do, and how shall we act? Well, first of all, we aren't waiting for the destruction of Jerusalem. That part has already happened. The only major event on God's timeline yet is his return at the end of time, the return of Jesus on the clouds of heaven at the end of time. And he's consistently said that all the signs have been fulfilled and all that we're doing is waiting for that day. And it could be today, it could be tomorrow. Friends, let's have a little urgency. Let's have a little urgency about the end of time, that if you've been waiting to come back to church, if you've been waiting to open your Bible, if you've only recently gotten into the podcast and you want to make it your New Year's resolution of 2019 to stick with it, then that's a good start too. But let's not delay with a difficult conversation with a loved one. Let's not delay about working together for mission and ministry and working together to sit around God's Word together and learn what God has to say. Why? Because the end is near. And when God says near, he means near. And it would be the easiest of events and the most joyous of events, obviously, if the end were to come today and we could just stand and lift up our eyes and see our Savior on the clouds of heaven. But realistically, even though all the signs have been fulfilled, Jesus at the same time describes it as being a whole lot worse. And it's been worse for a long time over much of the world. And for the last 200 years, 250 years almost, it hasn't been that bad here in North America. And my personal expectation is that Jesus will come today, and also that Jesus won't come today, and that things will get a whole lot worse for the North American church. I've said a couple of times, even about 6-7 years ago to my wife, when I had first started being a pastor, that realistically, I don't expect to have a completely peaceful pastorate, but I kind of expect to end up in jail at some point in my pastoral ministry. Is that exaggeration? Maybe, maybe not. But it's happened in other countries, and it's a cost that we need to be able to think about and count. and being put in jail, that is, for the proclamation of God's word, because some elements of that word of God make a society uncomfortable, and maybe even classified as some type of speech that is not allowed. The times are coming. And so Jesus gives us a sobering look at the end of time. But let's cling to his word, where he says, when you see these things happening, lift up your heads, raise up your heads with joy, and be prepared, be ready. And so please, take the time to be ready by listening to the Word of God, by gathering around the Word of God, by finding some time in your schedule to stay after church for Sunday morning Bible class. Realistically, it's just the same basic stuff of church life, the same basic stuff of Christian life, and at the same time, do that with a view at the end of time, an urgency that says, come, Lord Jesus, come. You can find us Sunday mornings at 2250 South Holland Sylvania Road in Maumee. You can also follow us on Instagram. Just search up at Raised with Jesus. God bless your day.